Shalom Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Vayigash, and we head into the stretch of the winter's man with a renewed energy and vigor to, Bezos Hashem, have a great winter's man, especially with Daf Yomi coming to very short Masechtas. Even those of you who never learned Daf Yomi, beginning on Tuesday, they'll be learning Masechtas Megillah. You can do it. You can do a daf of Masechtas Megillah every day. And if you fall behind, you catch up later. You're only going to do it for Megillah. Chaparain, join the daf. Yirtzeh Hashem, you'll be happy you did. And with that, we look at Parshas Vayigash. I'd like to try a vard on the first, second, and third aliyah. Let's try one on each. On the first aliyah. In the beginning of the parasha, we find a very strange inconsistency with Yehuda, which I know many Mefarshim talk about. The inconsistency is this. In the previous parasha, when the Shvatim are first accused of stealing the Gevia, first they say, first they say that the one who in whose possession it's found should die, the first thing is a very strict punishment, Misa. Then, after it's found, they say that we should all be Avadim to Parai. We should all be Avadim. In other words, they're accepting a punishment. And then, in this week's parasha, Yehuda says, if you don't let us go, I'm going to kill out the whole Mitzrayim. Kikamecha kefarei, as Rashi explains. What's going on? Were the Shvatim ready to do battle? Were they willing to concede? So I know there are a lot of divrei Torah on this, but I saw in the Nesivus' Sefer on Chumash Nachlas Yaakov, he says something which is very korov to pshat. He says the following. We know that when loy oleinu, a tzara happens to a person should say, what does the Rabbeinu Shalom want from me? A person should try to analyze and see what is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Certainly Gedolim, like the Shvatim, did such a thing. Zok Nesivus, they immediately said, as it says Beferish in last week's parasha, this is happening because we sold Yosef. When the accusation of the Gevia came, the Shvatim understood that what was going to happen to them was a punishment for the selling of Yosef. And they felt that Minashamayim, it may well be, the Gevia is found perhaps in the possession of Shimon or Levi, who had been instrumental in the idea of selling Yosef. And therefore they said, whoever's possession it's found, it seems from heaven he's deserving of Misa. Afterwards, subsequently, they were told, no, we only want to make you Avadim. So then they made a cheshbon and they said, okay, it's not for the selling of Yosef, it's the Sheba Mitzrayim that Avraham Avinu was told that the Brisbane Absarim, that your grandchildren will be Meshubat Mitzrayim. So then they said to themselves, okay, we did an Aveir with Yosef, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to start the Sheba Mitzrayim, Nia Kulanu Avadim, we'll all be Avadim. That was the Cheshbon HaNefesh. Then Yosef takes only Binyamin and tells them to go home. At that point, Yehuda said, Cheshbon HaNefesh, or Cheshbonos are wrong. If it's for the selling of Yosef, why is Binyamin being held? He wasn't there. If it's for the Brisbane Absarim, the Shibud and Mitzrayim, so then why are we being sent home? At that point, it became clear to Yehuda that his Cheshbonos were incorrect. And then he got up like a lion. He said, Ki kamaycha kefarei. We don't deserve this. And he was ready to do battle. This is the Sivis' take. It's a bederech hapshad, an idea in what the Shvatim were thinking in their back and forth. So that's a thought on the first aliyah. Let's go to the second aliyah. In the second Aliyah, Yosef reveals himself, and he actually does it twice. If you look at the Psukim, you see very, very clearly that he tells them, Ani Yosef, twice. Once, in Pasuk Gimel, Ani Yosef Ha'ed Avichai, and then again, in Pasuk Gimel, Ani Yosef Achechem Eshebachar Tabayisi Mitzrayim. Why does he say Ani Yosef twice? Why does the Pasuk bring it down two times? I once heard that two mechanchim, two elementary school rebbeim, came to the Brisker Rav. They had a disagreement, and they asked him, who's right? What was their disagreement? One rebbe said, I start the year very, very strict, and I get the boys in line. And then I lighten up, and I get them to like me. That's the best way to do it. The other rebbe said, no, that's the wrong way. You start the year easygoing, light. They start to love you. And then you buckle down on them. Once they love you, you have them in your hand, you be strict with them as you need to be strict with them. And they asked the Brisker Rav, which approach to chinuch is best? The Brisker Rav answered, either way is fine. Aber abi amahalach. However, a Rebbe has to have an approach. A Rebbe has no approach, no plan. He just goes in day by day. He's not going to be successful with his talmidim. He has to think through an approach and have a plan, have a way of doing it. You could start strict and get soft. You could start soft and say strict, as you wish. This came to mind when I read about Yosef. Yosef took the approach of giving them mussar and then softening up. First he says to them in Pasuk Beis, Ani Yosef. He says to them, I'm Yosef. Ha'oid avichai, as the Mefarshim say. You are so worried that our father will die if Binyamin is taken away? Why didn't you think about it then? And in that Pasuk it's clear he was being strict with them. It says they could not answer him. And then he backed off and softened up. Look at it. What does he say in the next pasuk? V'yayim Yosef alechav gishuna elai v'yigashu. Come close. He drew them close. He said, Ani Yosef achichem. Now he used the word achichem. I'm Yosef. I'm your brother. Asher mechartem oisihena. V'ata al teyatzvu v'yichar beinechem. Ki mechartem oisihena. Ki mechishchani elekim lefnechem, etc. He says words of pious. So that sometimes it's necessary to say something that's strict, something that's tough. It could be times that it's necessary. However, Yosef had a plan. His plan was that he'll tell them what has to be said, and then he'll soften up and make sure that the relationship is good. It's very important. Sometimes we have a relationship with somebody, and there is sort of a mixed bag. There's a need to say something tough. On the other hand, you want to keep the relationship. People end up creating a cholent. People end up sending confusing messages. It could be to children. It could be to other close relatives or to friends. Confusing messages. Yes, no, which, where are you? A person has to have an approach. Has to have a mahalach. You don't just do things as the mood tells you to do. You have an approach. Yosef had a clear approach. He told them something sharp at a time they would hear it, and nivhalu. And then, like Chazal say, Yamin Mekarev, who smiled with one hand, he pushed them away, and now he brought them close, and he said, Atayatu, don't worry about it. Ki lemichya shlochani elikim, because God said to do this. A wonderful message from, what are we up to? The second Aliyah. Okay. We have enough time to go to the third Aliyah. The third Aliyah, Yosef is already sending for his father. He sends tons of food. I don't know why he sends so much food if he's telling them to come. Okay, but I think I asked that a different year probably. He sends them a lot. And Mituf Mitzrayim, besides what's listed, something else that was Tuv Mitzrayim. Rashi brings, he's from Chazal. The Chazal is a Megillah Daf Tezayin. Yayin Yoshan Shetasekenim Neichehimenu. He sent some old wine, which elderly people tend to enjoy. That's what it says. In other words, we're saying is that old wine is better than fresher wine. It's better to have wine that aged longer rather than wine that's yayin chadosh, that's not aged. That's what people say. Old wine, that's good. There seems to be a contradiction. This is a Gemara Megillat Zayin. There's another Gemara in Menachas Pei Zayin, where Rebbe holds, Ein mevi'in yayin yashan l'nesachim. You don't bring old wine for nesachim, for to be poured on the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi there says, Avra shenasai iveres ad mumisai ve'einai muvcher kol kach. Rashi says, wine gets more than a year old, it ages more than a year, it's not so good anymore. It's not great. So, Ein mevi'in yayin yashan l'nesachim. Now, you have to remember, Rashi was in the wine business. Rashi was from France. That's why Masechtas Avodah Zarah has so much Rashi and Tosis on the sugyas that deal with wine, because they dealt with wine all of the time. And we find that Rashi says wine that's a year old is not so good, it's inferior. Isn't that a stira to our Rashi? You need to look for a third Rashi somewhere, and you know what? In Pesachim Kuf Chesam Adbeis, there's a Rashbam. The Gemara says the Arba Kaisis of Pesach could be Echad Chadosh, Echad Yashan. It could be old wine, it could be new wine, you yaitzu with each one. What's the Chiddush of the Gemara? It could be old wine or it could be new wine. Rashbam says, listen to this. Rashi says, Yashan, you can use old wine. Shein Baitam Kolkach. It doesn't taste as good. Shenasa Chalosh, it's gotten weak, it's gotten old. Says the Rashbam, Inami. Chadosh ein vaytam yayin. Well, maybe not. Maybe fresh wine is inferior. They're very strange. Rashbam says, maybe the old wine is inferior, maybe the new wine is inferior. I don't know. Maybe the Rashbam was bothered by these two Gemaras. Tosfos there says, the ikar is that old wine is better, like we find by Yosef. So it is a very confusing set of chazals regarding the quality of old wine, or new wine, aged wine, or not aged wine. Personally, I like low alcohol wine. But I've been ashamed because all the Bekiyim around me have always said, our high alcohol wine is good. Finally, I decided, no, Busha, I like low alcohol wine. When you send me wine for Purim, Bezos Hashem, don't send me, you can send me high alcohol wine because my kids like it. But I like good old Rashi wine, wine that's low alcohol, good quality wine. It seems Yayin Yashan Shetasa Kenim Naichemenu. When you get old, you like old wine. We'll see. Maybe it'll yet happen. But when you're young, you like fresh wine. Sounds like Chazal. It's difficult, though. It really is difficult to have different Chazals talking about the quality of wine in two different ways. Once on the topic of wine, I do want to make a public service announcement. The Jewish wine stores sell any wine that has any hechsher at all. If it has Hebrew lettering on it, they sell it. You should know that not all hechsherim are good for wine. As a matter of fact, I would say that about 50% of the bottles of wine that are brought to me by guests are wines that I would not drink. How are you supposed to know which wine is good and which is not? So I'll tell you what I do. Kala Das Yishurin, KAJ, the community in Washington Heights, has a list of acceptable hechsherim for wine. As a matter of fact, it's on the KAJ Pesach list. If you Google KAJ Pesach list, it's alphabetical. You go down to wine, you get a list of hechsherim they accept. Now they say right away, there may be other good hechsherim. These are the ones they know are good. Well, what I did is I made a copy of that list. I scotch taped it onto the wall in the place where I keep my wine. And if it's not on the list, I don't use it. Because you can't just use any wine because it has a hechsher. Some wines are made in far-flung places where it's very hard to give a hechsher. It's very hard to give a hechsher on wine. Something goes wrong for a minute and a button is pushed by Eina Yehudi, it makes the wine not good. Matter of fact, there are issues even with transporting the grapes. Grapes are transported in dump trucks and they're dumped into receptacles. Even that dumping may constitute pouring of the grape juice, which is in the bottom of the dump truck, which accumulates. It's a very, very complicated and difficult issue. And without getting into all the details, you should be careful with which wine you drink, Yayin Yoshan, Yayin Chodosh, whatever it is you like. Be Yayin L'Kvod Shabbos Kodesh, wishing one and all an absolutely wonderful, gewaldic, extraordinary, and best Shabbos ever. Prepare for Masechtas Megillah. Those of you who don't learn Daf Yomi, prepare cheats. Start ahead of time. Why not? If you say Hashem, you'll make a Siyum in a couple of weeks, and you'll be happy you did. Be well.